Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
We're going to talk about Love Island because I really just don't get this whole Love Island thing. I'm going to go to Helena because it would be fair to me to do that because really, Helena, I haven't got a clue.
About Love Island.
Now, the final is tonight.
Yeah,
everybody's talking about it. We've got Maura and Greg. You think I knew a little bit about it here, wouldn't you? Maura and Greg, who are the two Irish competitors, and they're coupled. So we have...
They're not coupled.
No, oh, they're not coupled. Okay, explain this to me. How many couples have we got now?
Okay, we have four couples left. We've got Amber and Greg. We have Tommy and Molly May. We have Maura and Curtis. And we have... Oh, we have India and Ovi. There are the four couples left.
Right, okay. So the idea of this programme, this mind-numbing programme that everybody is watching.
You find it mind-numbing. A lot of people enjoy it. It's entertainment.
Right, a load of wonderfully beautiful people.
Chiseled
people. Girls with, you know, hourglass figures and guys who have ripped bodies are put onto an island.
Yeah.
And
into
they,
a villa.
Into a
villa.
And they're all single.
Yeah, they're all single going in, and the idea is that they've to find love at the end of it. Now, the kind of hidden thing there, obviously there is a cash prize at the end. Of
50,000 sterling.
Yeah.
But don't they also get paid to go on it as well, don't they?
I'm not 100% sure.
I think they do.
I know they're getting their 15 minutes of fame. I know they get kind of outfits and stuff to wear.
Somebody told me they actually get paid as well to go on.
I'm not 100% sure if they do. But look, there is a 50 grand prize at the end of it. And the idea is, are you in there for love? Or are you in there for money? That is essentially the idea. So over the years, we're in season 5 now, as far as I know. So over the years, it's kind of changed when it comes to the end of it. But essentially, a couple wins. And I know in the first season, for example, they had to decide on love or money. And they had to give their answer, you know, at the same time. So one would... You know, the idea is you both say whether you're there for love or whether you're there for the 50 grand. And on the first season, basically at the same time, they had to say love or money. If one person said love, the other person said money, then that person got to take the 50 grand prize themselves. If they both said love, they split it. If they both said money, then greed got the better. They go home with nothing. No one gets anything. That was the first season. It changed then the second season. There was an envelope. One person got the envelope with the 50 grand, one person got nothing, and the 50 grand person had to decide whether he would
share it,
whether he would take it or whether he'd split it. That nobody has ever taken it. In the four seasons, no one has ever taken it.
Okay, so nobody's been greedy, thankfully, so far, and they've always shared it.
They've generally split it, yeah.
Okay, but the whole idea... Well, now, the problem I have, and I don't have a problem with you watching it, Helena, although I do believe that it's people who watch it lack education. But in saying that, I just don't understand what you would find interesting about it.
I don't understand what you find interesting about
Marvel. I've watched 5 minutes of it.
Yeah, but I don't understand Spider-Man and Superman, but you love it. But I don't call you uneducated.
But at least there's a storyline and there's billions spent to make it reasonably interesting with graphics.
And there is also a man who has web coming out of his hand and swinging from roof to roof.
But now this is couples, right?
Yeah.
Who are talking, like, some of the language is choice in this. Now, I know it's after 9 o'clock at night.
Absolutely,
okay,
yeah.
And it's all about people, you know, making love and
it's not. It's not.
But they were sent off to a room the other night to do the do.
No, it's let me explain now, because you're just kind of putting it all under one umbrella. It's not about doing
were they or were they not sent off to a room to
let
do the
me
do
explain. Okay, so it's not all about doing the do. It's about finding somebody and finding a meaningful relationship is what it's supposed to be about. Okay, but look, if you're in there for 8 weeks and you found somebody that you're really into for 8 weeks, the villain may give you an option to go to the hideaway, which is what it is, which is
to do the do.
A bit of privacy from the rest of the group, because you're obviously in this house 24 hours a day with this group of people. You don't really get much privacy, so they give them privacy maybe one night
to do the do.
If they no, they don't all do it though. They don't always do it.
Was Maura talking about the do the other night?
I think Maura may have been the only couple. Maura and Curtis may have been the only couple. But like, there's a couple in there. Tommy and Molly May have been in there for a long time. And as far as I know, they haven't. So it's not all about that.
All right. Okay. But I just don't. I think it's mine. I mean, but the problem is, okay, is that young people are talking about this program.
Well, this is an issue.
Now, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 7 and 8-year-olds are talking about watching Love Island. So much so that the principal of a school in Dublin sent a letter out to all the parents asking them not to let their children watch it. There seems to be some acceptance that it's all right for kids to watch this program, and I'm pretty sure that 80% of the people watching or listening today are watching this program or have watched it. And now the majority would be female. That be fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
or very unusual men. I don't believe men are watching this program.
I think some men end up having to watch it. Maybe their girlfriend is watching or their partner is watching it. And they
that's
end
the
up
only reason.
And then they kind of get sucked into it and end up.
It is a girl thing. It is a girl thing.
But I know a couple of my friends, like their boyfriends, ended up just watching it with them. And then all of a sudden they got hooked on it and are watching it too. But look, back to kids watching it. I agree with you. I think this is a massive issue. I don't think this is suitable for a 7-8 year olds. I don't even think it's suitable for 12-13 year olds. I think you need to be reasonably, I suppose, mature in that you 16, 17.
Because it's not real life. This is not real life, this
program. And I don't think it's right to have kids looking at, which is essentially a game show. And
but see, here's the thing.
Is what love is all about, because it's not.
I see women who are proclaimed feminists online, on Twitter and Facebook and everything, talking about how wonderful Love Island is, and this great, and all yapping with them, gossiping with each other about it, right? And this program portrays a very false image of what relationships are about, also about what body image, because at the end of the day, you've got people who are, inverted commas, perfect. You know, you've all these women with their wonderful figures, you've all these men with their chiseled features who don't look a bit like me at all, they don't have little beer bellies. So you have all these wonderful people, these beautiful human beings, in these wonderful relationships together on a television program, and it's a really false image about what life is actually like.
And yes, I take all of that on board and all of your points, but again, what I will say is it's a game show. It's a reality TV game show aimed at adults. Adults who will look at that going, yes, they may go, I'm envious of his or her body, but you're hoping.
But it's not right. Adults that are really watching it.
Hang on a second. There is a lot of adults watching it.
Mainly teenagers.
No, it's mainly adults, actually. But what I'm saying is that you have adults who should be mature enough to know that this is not real life in terms of, you know, don't mirror yourself on the images you're looking at. My issue is that you do have young kids now. I've heard it myself on my own road. Kids as young as, you know, 6 and 7 saying, I watch Love Island, I love Love Island, I love Curtis, I love, you know, all of this kind of stuff. And these young kids should not be watching this because they don't have the maturity to know that they're watching a game show.
So you're hitting kids now online using the phrases that are used on this program. I mean, some of the phrases, like fanny flutters, is one that is being used constantly all the time. And you've kids 9 and 10 years of age using these phrases.
Absolutely. And I mean, I don't agree with kids watching.
Thankfully, they don't understand them.
We are in complete agreement here now that I don't think it's right for kids to watch it. And actually, a pinnacle moment actually of this was last night when the parents came into the villa last night. If anyone hasn't watched it, spoiler alert, the parents came into the villa last night. Apologies if you haven't recorded. But, like, and then there was, like,
spoiler
obviously...
Spoiler alert for a dumb programme, but go on, yeah.
Look, people don't want the spoilers. But look, Maura's mother walked in, who is, you know, your Irish mammy from Longford, and she said, you know, that she'd laughed and cried at Maura being in there, and she had cringy moments. So, and even Maura, the guys and girls all asked Maura when her mother left.
I'd be mortified if my child was on that.
The girls and guys asked Maura, did your mum say anything about, you know, your language? And she goes, oh, she didn't mention it, thank God. So even they know that it's, you know, the language
I'd be
is not
mortal.
Exactly.
Could you imagine your child being on one of those programmes? When I say child, obviously they're adult children. But I mean, I'd be mortified, absolutely mortified. Well, look, the question we want to ask today is it bad parenting to let your children watch this? And when I say children, I think, Helena, we're talking about not just 9 and 10 year olds, to let like 12 and 13, 14 year olds watch this programme, and they are watching it. Is that bad parenting to let them watch it?
I absolutely don't think it's suitable for kids.
Under the age of 18?
No, I don't think it's suitable for kids under the age of 16. I think, okay. You know, there is an argument to be said that these kids these days are seeing this type of content on a regular basis, be it on their own tablets or their own smartphones, which is, I suppose, another debate. But there is an argument that they are already seeing this type of thing, and why not?
Archie's having it on me, by the way.
But they're saying, why not let them see it with, I suppose, in the company of their parents, maybe sitting down and the parents being able to explain to them that this is a game show, this is not real life. But yeah, no, personally, I don't think it's suitable for kids.
Okay, by the way, Eddie says, I watched 5 minutes of it. It's trailer trash TV at worst. Archie is giving out. He says, you're a disgrace, Niall, calling them uneducated. I don't watch this. See there, Archie, you don't watch it. I don't watch it as the rest of the family do, but I'll respect them. Calling them uneducated only shows your lack of education. Archie, it's uneducated garbage. That's what it is, Archie. I wouldn't watch it, but Helena does.
Yeah, well, I agree with Archie. I think it's unfair to say you're uneducated for your choice of TV and your choice of, I suppose, entertainment or reality TV entertainment.
Like, it's like that Big Brother garbage that used to be on years ago.
You don't like it, and that is fine. No one
watching somebody. There was people used to watch people sleeping.
I know, but I'm saying you don't like it. That's absolutely fine. No one is forcing you to watch it. But I do think it's unfair. Archie, I agree with you. It's unfair to call people uneducated choosing to watch it.
You and Archie waft now hand in hand.
Absolutely.
Maybe we can make a programme about you and Archie.
Any day, Archie.
All right. I want you to text in and the number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Do you, not that you find it uneducated, I believe it is an uneducated program, but however, do you think it's acceptable or is it bad parenting to let your children, your teenage children, we're not even talking about little children, teenage children, do you think it's unacceptable to let them watch this garbage on television? Or maybe you think it's wonderful, because I know most of you listening today are going to watch it tonight, the finalists tonight, you're all going to watch it, all sit there sitting glued to the television to see who makes a good couple out of these chiselled, wonderful people. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Is it bad parenting to let your teenagers watch this programme just because everybody else has watched it? My daughter is 14 years of age. All her friends watch it. It would be wrong of me to isolate her and not let her watch the programme. So you're okay with your daughter watching this nonsense, are you? I mean, your daughter's 14 years of age and she's listening to adults talking about having sex. Are you mad just because her mates are doing it? I'd say you're a bad parent. I'm sorry. There you go. Hi, Niall. I'm going to read this out verbatim. Probably one of the best texts we've got in all day. From Sean. Hi, Niall. I would rather swim through blood, crawl naked over broken glass and gouge my eyes out with two rusty spoons than watch an episode of Love Island. Why are the antics of a bunch of preening, self-obsessed narcissists deemed so newsworthy? The world has gone mad. You're right, Sean. I completely agree with you. Pass me those spoons when you're finished with them. Let me go to John O'D. John, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, John? Would you watch this?
Afternoon.
John,
how you doing?
Do you watch this?
I just dipped in and out of it to see what people are actually talking about, but I never stuck with it. But I mean, like, how many of them could don't actually watch it? All I can see is Bring Back the Waltons and The House on the Prairie. And,
you know. Yeah, there you go. Bring back The Little House on the Prairie, yeah. All but, innocent television.
You see, I disagree when you say like, that people are uneducated.
No, I said the programme is uneducated. Now, yeah, well, yeah. Well, it stands to reason if the programme is uneducated, why would anybody with an education
well,
would want
what
to watch it?
Is, like, it's kind of a culture that has kind of crept in with reality. I remember years ago, there was a lady I met from America there. She's from Texas. And she was speaking about television, and she was kind of amazed at what was on here at the time, because none of this stuff had come here. And she says, wait till you see what's coming down the road. And I said, what do you mean? She said, it's going to be wall-to-wall reality, and she wasn't far off. Now, as a guy, kids watching this, I mean...
Well, a vast amount of the audience watching this would be kind of, you know, 14, 15 and 16-year-olds.
Well, I mean, that's highly irregular. Like, I mean, I think that's bad parenting. Like, I mean, and somebody says there, and it takes on a message that you just read out, that, like, his daughter's friends are watching it, so she has to watch it. But she doesn't have to watch it.
And but she feels she's isolating. She said her daughter is 14, and she feels like she'd be isolating her daughter from her friends' conversations, I suppose, if she doesn't let her watch it.
Yeah, in other words, she's letting her friends control her daughter's view of life. I mean, when that's her job or his job as the parent, right?
I wouldn't let a 14-year-old watch it.
No. Well,
it's rubbish.
The thing is,
well, but not only is it rubbish, it's giving a 14-year-old a very skewed view of life.
Well, it is, you see, as a guy's sexual content, but also, like, that, it's the look that's crept in now, Niall, right? I mean, I see young girls all around the town here, and you see them in their school uniforms, and you're going down our road here, and then you see them dressed up looking, and they're unrecognisable, like, but they're following this look. And it's a sexualized look.
Everybody walks around in shorts and bathing suits all the time.
Yeah, I mean, they're too young to carry off this look. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the guys are the same. Like, I mean, you see the guys, you know, some guys walking in the health industry here in Cork, right, in gyms. And they said, like, I mean, that the steroids out there are rampant now because guys want to look like that. They're not who we
yeah, well, men have become as bad now. I mean, it was just a case that women were kind of obsessed with this body image, but now men seem to be in the same situation as well. I mean, yeah. There's a bit of a role reversal going on. So you've now got men who are all joining the gym so they can look like these ripped-looking guys on these programmes.
I've nothing wrong. There's a number of guys joining the gym. I've been encouraged.
And being healthy, yeah?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's the steroids abuse because, yep. I mean, they're getting pumped up faster than they can.
Yeah, but they all want to have a six-pack.
Yeah, but it takes time to get a six-pack.
I have a two-pack.
Yeah, I still have
Say that for a second. Let me go to Sean. Sean, you're on Classic Hits.
Hiya, Niall. How you keeping?
Good. Sean, was that your text, by the way?
It was indeed, yes.
Yeah, I enjoyed that text. Yeah. Pass me the rusty spoons when you're finished. It's the way I feel about the Late Late Show, by the way, as well. Yeah, sorry. Sean, so you believe it's not suitable for teenagers, no?
Oh, definitely not. No, no. Not that I'm not a parent myself, but if I was, there's no way in hell that, you know, I would imagine, like, you'd have to be, I think maybe 16 or 17 or something, maybe when they're a bit more mature, but before, and, you know, you have to think about the whole body image thing, you know, that are programs like that cause for people, you know.
Particularly for young girls, yes.
Yeah.
Who believe they have to look like this to get a man.
Yeah, and they totally don't, obviously, so... Yeah. But I don't know, I just can't understand why anybody would watch it, why it's been given so much news time, or, you know...
Well, it's the most popular program on television, surprisingly enough.
Then again,
The Late Late Show is the most popular program on RTE, so, I mean, what does that tell us about what we want on television, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know, it's people, I can't get what the attraction of it myself. Now, obviously, I'm in the mid-50s, I'm well past the demographic for it, but...
And you're intelligent.
Yes, that obviously helps as well, yeah.
Sorry, Helena, what's the demographic, do you believe, of this programme? You're the watcher, what's the demographic?
God.
I probably imagine, I'm thinking, honestly, 16-year-old girls. It's probably the peak demographic.
I don't, because I know a lot of people my age, so I'm 27, a lot of people my age are watching it, men and women, let me just say, it's not just women. Mm. I know a lot of my friends, their partners, their husbands, they're watching it.
But only because they're being forced.
They may have been forced at the start, and then they kind of get into it and make sure that they pause it and they don't miss the start of it. So,
Sean doesn't know what you're getting out of this. What are you actually getting at? I mean, when you watch a programme, you want to get something out of it. What are you getting out of this programme?
It's not there to be educational. I'm not trying to learn something by watching it. It is just one of those things where you can switch off from your own
popcorn life. Television.
It's popcorn telly. You can switch off from your own life for an hour and watch other people and watch theirs. It's basically... life on TV. It's social media.
It's not life. That's not real life.
Let me finish. We all scroll through social media. We all look at people's Facebook posts. It's what it's become. And this is just the whole thing on TV.
Yeah, sorry, John.
Yeah, if you remember going back to the 1980s, like, I mean, the two top shows were Dallas and Dynasty, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, all the families that own, like, young kids, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, with the mother and father, and they all watched that. And we all saw the big hopping that went on. Obviously, we didn't
see anything, yeah.
No, you didn't, but I mean, we were not stupid, like, I mean, they knew what was going on, and that was classed as family entertainment, only that this thing is after taking it to another level, because, as I said, it's sexualizing the whole male side of it, female side of it, that you have to have the look.
Yeah, because all these girls, you know, these dynasties, so to speak, you know, you had Falcon Crest, you had Dynasty, you had Dallas, they were all kind of spin-offs, and all the women were glamorous and wore makeup and fancy dresses and looked good, and all the men were, you know, owned businesses and had loads of money. Sorry, Helene, you want to say something?
You asked me a question there about, you know, what do I get out of it?
Mm.
I want to throw that back on you, and I want to ask you, what do you get out of the new Spider-Man
movie? you're not comparing like with like.
It's a follow-up question, just answer.
But hang on, I'm well aware Spider-Man is not real life, nor the Hulk, nor Captain America, nor Iron Man. They're not real life, they're based...
They're not?
No, they're not meant to... sorry, Sean, to upset you. They're not real life. Nobody really spins webs or turns into the Hulk. But billions are spent on these fantasy programs, which are clearly not real life, and they use CGI graphics. Mm-hmm. These things are being portrayed as something that is real life.
Anyone
that's the difference.
It understands it's reality.
And the Hulk doesn't swear.
It's reality TV. Okay, now just answer me the question. What do you get out of watching it?
What do I get? It's just an hour and a half of entertainment.
That's exactly why we all watch Love Island.
No, it's not. Come on. It's not the same type of entertainment. You can't compare like with like.
It is the same type of entertainment. You're watching it for a laugh. You're watching it for a tear. You're watching it for emotion. It's exactly why
I don't watch it for all those things. I watch it just for the bit of excitement that the CGI graphics are amazing. Hey,
let's be honest. You want to be Spider-Man.
I want to be Spider-Man. I want to be Batman. Yeah, but let me go to Seamus as well. Okay, it's a good point, Lena. Seamus, your classic. Get say to Seamus.
How are you doing, Niall?
Good. Seamus, you think these programmes are okay?
I do, actually. I have an 11, almost 12-year-old, and she does watch it with myself. I've been roped up into watching it from the advertisements and radio, Martha.
There's nothing suitable about this, Seamus, for an 11-year-old. Come on.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing. She has YouTube and other apps on her phone, and when she's not around, the access to things that they have on their phone surpasses anything that you see on Love Island. And can I remind you that...
But she shouldn't be. I'm not having a go at you, by the way, Seamus. I'm just saying.
No, that's okay.
Because this is the world we live in. I understand that.
You're right that she shouldn't be. However, right, you're more likely to have a degree of censorship on a television programme when you're watching it with your family around, even if it is after 9 o'clock. There's only certain things they're going to get away with doing on
that. Some of the stuff they've discussed on this Love Island about, you know, people getting together. And then the famous quote that's going around all day on radio is fanny flutters, right? And all these other terms that they're using.
I'll tell you, well, all right, I understand that, right? But what they're exposed to on YouTube and other apps on the phone surpasses any of this stuff, to be honest with you. It is a bit of fun. It's reality TV. And it's a hot topic for
you. Yeah, but you don't. Would you want your 11-year-old who sits and watches with you, right? Would you want them repeating some of the stuff that they say?
But do you know what I like about it now? I can discuss it with my 11-year-old and she can talk to me about it. And she knows and I know that, like, your average male, young man, an average young girl does not have a body like that. And they're cherry-picked because it sells TV. They're on this TV show because it's good for viewers. But can I remind your audiences as well? This is just a spin-off of the original reality show, as we know, Big Brother under Davina McCall, which was aired in the early, late 90s, early 90s.
Yeah.
And there was a certain character, I won't go into the details, but if anyone wants to Google and have a look, Kinga the Minga. Now, we all know what she did with a certain thing called the bottle on live TV in the early evening, and that was, I mean, that took the biscuit. That went beyond.
Well, there was another there was an Irish character, of course, on Big Brother who decided to interfere with himself. And by the way, he ended up as a DJ here in this radio station for many years.
I know who he is.
Yes. And he'll never be allowed to forget about that. But that was because of it. That's how he became famous.
Look, it's a bit of fun. It's reality TV. I mean, at the end of the day, if you think you're looking at teenagers, maybe back to the time when we were younger, the things that we've discussed and the things we do, we have a bit of banter. And that's all it is.
But that's fine. Look, listen, Seamus. You know, I understand what Helena's saying. And it's harmless for adults, right? Realistically, to some extent. I do see some issues with it, right? But in saying that, you know, for children, I mean, John, an 11-year-old watching it, because now she's watching it with her dad.
Well, this is the point I was just going to make, right? The point is, his get out of jail card for allowing his 11-year-old to watch it with himself, right? The fact is, the excuse is that she's looking at other stuff anyway, which she doesn't know about when he's not either in the room or when she's outside of the house. Well, that's not good enough, because he's taken a conscious decision to sit down and watch Love Island with his daughter. That's a conscious decision. Well, and that, you know, is wrong.
Well, I disagree. I think there's nothing healthier than being able to sit there with your own daughter rather than have her hide off with a group of teenagers.
She's 11 years old. What part of that don't you understand?
Well, I tell you, the world we live in now, isn't it good that your 11-year-old can sit there and actually discuss
that's
the
so
content with you,
man.
And you can talk
that's
to her about it.
At the end of the day, you're the model guardian. It doesn't matter who has trying to get better in and influence your family, right? You're the model guardian. You decide.
Well, we'll say it every second, Seamus, because Niamh, you're... Hang on. Go ahead, Seamus, what do you want to say?
I was just going to say one thing. I understand this point, but this is almost akin to the whole teenage drinking thing. Would you rather they went down... This, I know it's bringing up a whole...
Yeah, but your 11-year-old would be... Your 11-year-old would be teenage drinking,
well,
you know, in fairness.
You know what happens around Dublin City, but, like, you know, would you rather your 11, 12, 13, 14... Or, say, 14, 15-year-old or 16-year-old ran off, you know, go ahead off down to the park or whatever...
No, and I understand what you're saying in relation to that. If they're 15 or 16 years of age, that, you know, you want to take a responsible attitude towards, you know, responsible drinking. But in saying that, we're talking about an 11-year-old seeing adults talk about adult stuff. But you'll hang on for a second. Niamh, you're on Classic Kids. Niamh, I understand what Seamus is saying, and every kid is watching it, Niamh. They shouldn't be, but they are. And this parent who texted earlier on said they wouldn't like to isolate their 14-year-old daughter from conversation, so they allow them to watch it. I mean, is it suitable, Dave?
I don't know. I watch it myself. I do like it. And I do think it's unfair of common people who watch it uneducated.
No, I think the programme is uneducated. But go on.
Look, I hate...
You're breaking up, Niamh. Run into the other room or something, will you?
I hate to use a term from the programme, Niall, but it is what it is. All right? And there's plenty of other channels on the TV. You don't like it, switch it off.
I know, absolutely. I don't watch it. Yeah, that's grand. Yeah, but I'm talking about kids. I mean, Seamus watches it with his 11-year-old daughter.
personally, and I'm not having a go at James, personally for me,
I have a go at him. Go on.
No.
It's radio, sure. That's what it's all about. Entertainment, isn't it?
I can see where he's coming from.
Sorry?
I can see where he's coming from. I can understand the point of he's...
I could see where he was coming from if he told me his daughter was 14. I could kind of see where he's coming from. And maybe, just maybe, I would agree, right? But, and even then, I'm kind of at odds with myself. But I still think 11 is very young to hear some of the terms and see some of the goings-on that will go on in a programme like that.
To be honest, if Maura wasn't honest, it would probably be she's the one that pushed the boundaries pretty much this year. Personally, she's...
But even the language in it is... Seamus, the language is atrocious.
The language is atrocious, but like, to bring it back to reality, I don't know, you know, we're listening to all these libtard views again, you know, coming on, jumping on the bandwagon, oh, you shouldn't do this. We all shouldn't do certain things. Maybe TV shouldn't be airing this sort of crap.
No, I know, I would never say that. I would never say that.
All right, well, look, it's a reality TV show, and it's reality. It's just young people being young people. I mean, she's only a few years off being that age group anyway at some point.
Ah, she's not. She's 11, for God's sake.
Well, no, she's 11, but, you know, 11-year-olds, you look at it, you go and you have a look at an 11-year-old's phone. And you tell me, come back to me and tell me what they've been
doing. I would be horrified.
Well, you might be horrified, yeah, but, like, isn't it healthier to have her sit there and discuss it with you and, like, to even have that open discussion with your own parents, like, You know, is that how the young lads look, or is that, you know, is that how they all expect to be?
I was sitting at the table going back, and my daughter would be mortified now if she hears me saying this. Yeah. Anyway, I was sitting at the table and she was watching some YouTube channel going back. Yeah. Now my daughter's 17, right? Nearly 18. And she was watching a YouTube channel while I was having me Chinese takeaway. And she was sitting at the breakfast kind of table across me. And all of a sudden I heard, and the penis goes into the vagina. And I swear to God, I nearly choked. She's 17. Okay. And I nearly choked on me dinner. Because I'm thinking...
I know, it's awkward.
It is awkward, isn't it? How do you do it, Seamus, with an 11-year-old?
I'll tell you how. If your 11-year-old is already aware of the facts of life, whether it be through school or what, and it'll come, you know, once that conversation's been had, you're into an open forum of the young adult, really. Now, I think it's healthy. I don't let her watch the whole thing, by the way. She'll get 20 minutes or something like that, and then off it goes and into bed. But, like, we watch it together. You know, that's the difference. You know, TV can only go so far. It is odd.
But you wouldn't watch... I mean, the thing about it is, it's all right to say you watch EastEnders or Coronation Street, and that there is real-life situations in those programmes that deal with very serious issues. And that's fine. I can understand that, right? But when you're watching a programme which is basically just eye candy, popcorn television with bad language and a bit of sex thrown in, you know, I just don't think that's suitable for an 11-year-old. Well, do me a favour, stay there, Seamus, for a second, right? I want to have to take a break. One or two people want to come on after the break. Keep texting 087-188-0008. Is it suitable for children? People watch Spider-Man, says somebody, and the likes, because they may dream or want to be a superhero. Maybe that's me, yeah. The same reason why dumb women watch Love Island. They dream of having the bodies and the life of these dopes in this Love Island house. Not good for you ladies up to the age... Not good for ladies up to the age of 18. No person says, I truly despair at the massive amount of airheads who religiously watch brain-dead crap like Love Island every evening. Humanity is doomed, says Tom. Not healthier than not letting a national school kid watch that crap, says Inga. Mm-hmm. I think you may have maybe worded that wrong, or did I read it right? Niall, healthier not to let... Oh, it's healthier not to let a national school kid watch this crap. Sorry, Inga. Yes, in other words, primary school, they shouldn't be watching this crap. Let me go back to... stay there, please. Niamh and Seamus. A lot of people making the comparisons, by the way, about Spider-Man. Would you stop? Well, leave me Spider-Man alone. If you haven't seen it already, by the way, go and see it. It's probably one of the best Marvel movies ever, the recent Spider-Man. I really enjoyed it. But that's a blockbuster movie that they spent millions on. And it's for, by the way, it's over 12 Spider-Man. It's not meant for adults anyway. It's a little bit of a fantasy. Stay there, please, Niamh, and stay there, Seamus. Let me just go to Anya or Anne. Sorry, Anne. Annie.
Hello, how are you?
Is it Anne or Annie?
Getting to talk to you at last.
It's Anne, isn't it? It's not Annie.
It is. Yeah,
all right, sorry, Anne. Anne, you believe it's not suitable for kids, but you're a little bit upset with me for saying that it's uneducated people watching it.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not a bit upset with you saying that.
All right, go on.
No, it's just that No, I wouldn't be a bit upset you saying that, because a lot of them are uneducated. I don't know, they're doing nothing all day, sitting around and their ass is watching repeats of it.
Yeah, I know. You know, what's that all about?
I don't know. I just
have you watched it, Anne?
I say I watched about 5.5 minutes of it.
That was your fear. That was enough to motivate your brain to move away from it.
Absolutely. I mean, come on. They're all idiots on it. I swear to God, like, I never come across anything like it in my life.
It is mind-numbing stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
Really is. I have a 14-year-old. I don't let her watch it. She's fine about that. I said, look, when you're 17, you know, 16, 17, maybe 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have an 18-year-old that watches it, is glued to it.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, what do you get out of that? Like,
Well, let me ask Seamus. Seamus, what do you get out of it?
Yeah. What me personally?
Yeah.
Or,
what do you get out of it?
To be honest with you, I don't get anything out of it. I've been dragged into it from advertising, all right? I've heard so much about it.
Don't give me that. I've been dragged into it.
Honestly, no.
You're still watching the Japers thing, aren't you?
You know what? I haven't really watched much of it. I heard about Maura coming in. I saw the day she came in, and she's there. She's a game player. You know, she's looking for a TV career out of it and all the rest.
But you watch it.
I don't watch it, but I did watch the episode last night. I actually thought last night was the final, so I didn't turn the TV on to watch it.
Watches it with his 11-year-old.
It's different.
Do you know what? That's child abuse.
Here we go. Another lid card. Here we go.
It is. It's child abuse. It really is.
It's not child abuse.
You wouldn't let your 11-year-old daughter watch a porno film, would you? You stupid man.
I'm not a stupid man whatsoever. You are. Is your name Anne, is it?
Anne is her name.
You're stupid.
Now, Anne, in fairness, now you're saying you wouldn't let your child watch porn. There's no porn in it, Anne. They are dressed.
But there are just the insinuations.
Hang on. Let Seamus defend himself, yeah? Go on.
I have my battle here and I have the shield on my left arm. Go on. I'm just trying to defend myself, all right?
Right, go on.
20 years ago, we had a Big Brother introduced by Davina McCall. There was more content on that, should I say, for want of a better word, than I've seen in the last few episodes of Love Island. In Love Island, it's the worst you'll get really is language at some level, and it is
atrocious language. In fairness,
it is atrocious. Yeah.
But you walk down the street in Dublin city centre. You take your daughter or your son out shopping in Dublin city centre. Can you stop the local, I don't know, some junkie or whatever it is in town from saying whatever he wants to say? No, you can't.
Yeah, but I'd be horrified if I was on a train or something and there was a couple of young fellas or young ones talking about the stuff they're talking about Love Island in front of me, 5-year-old, you'd move, wouldn't you?
Well, you know, you can say that, but then again, look, do you remember the days of The Commitments and all, and that movie came out, and, you know, people would talk about that now. We're going back to an older era of Ireland.
I suppose he kind of has a point there, and I mean, if you take The Snapper, of course, was watched by everybody. Yeah, and the language is choice in that as well.
But children weren't watching The Snapper when they were 6, 7 years of age or 11.
They weren't, Anne, can I respond
to that? They shouldn't have been. They shouldn't have been.
You know what, Anne, they weren't. But nowadays they have a thing called a mobile phone, right? And if you have an 11 or 12 or 13 or 14-year-old, and if you want to take a look at their mobile phone, even from the background, take a look at that mobile phone and see what's in it. And you tell you get to the day where the government take control of these Googles and Facebooks, you're going to be bombarded with content.
But Anne, according to Seamus, you're another one of these libtards. So Anne,
my 14-year-old daughter has a builder's phone where you just text and message and phone. And that's it.
Anne, in the world we live in, congratulations for doing that for your daughter. And I'm glad that she survived without the modern Android.
She doesn't need it.
Does she feel isolated? Because all her mates might have the internet.
Not all of them.
Right, but...
If she's going to look at content on their phones,
your 14-year-old is not on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or...
No.
And does she feel like she's missing out on something?
She's not. She can wait until she's 16.
Does your 14-year-old
like my other children, I have three other
children. He wants to know, does your 14-year-old have friends?
She has loads of friends, absolutely loads of friends.
Okay, and I'm sure they have Android phones and Apple iPhones and whatever, and the content is there. Now, it's how you...
Yeah, but she hasn't got one. She hasn't got one.
She hasn't, but I'm sure she's going to get some form of exposure to content.
Well, I tell you,
I have to end this because I'm running out of time, only 10 seconds left. But to be honest with you, Seamus, you know, as far as Anne versus Seamus here, I have to be honest, I'm on Anne's side somewhat.
Thank you.
I wouldn't let an 11-year-old watch Love Island, Seamus.
Yeah.
wouldn't. Now, if the choice is there, do you understand what I'm saying? You know, I understand they are exposed to stuff like this in life. I do understand that. But as adults, is it not our responsibility to try and reduce that exposure?
Exactly. And we have to mind our children.
Seamus. Go on.
All right. We do have to mind them, and I understand that. But this is not a case of me allowing her to watch it out by herself. She watches it with myself.
What difference does that make that you're sitting with her?
We discuss the content. And
I'd be mortified. If me 11-year-old sitting there and some of the stuff that they're talking about, I'd be mortified. Thanks, Seamus, for your honesty. I appreciate it. And thanks, Anne. You're a hoot. And everybody else who called in about Love Island. Yes, the final is tonight, I believe, at 9 o'clock. Oh, my God.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.